I'm Denise Draper, and I live in the town of Easton, which is almost completely made up of White Mountain National Forest land. Easton has long been one of the hot spots in speaking out against Northern Pass. I would like to talk to you about the word no. Somebody else did earlier. I used to tell my kids, no. Why, Mom? Because I'm the mother and I said so. And so it's no. Well, we need to say no. No, you cannot put your lines through the pristine Indian Stream Republic, our lost nation. You may not cross these towers through the White Mountain National Forest. You may not cross those lines over the Appalachian Trail, one of the most beloved hiking trails in the East. You may not put these lines so close to our schools that they endanger the students, the staff, and even the building. You may not take people's property, and you may not walk on private property. You may not fly over our houses. You may not pay enough taxes to make the people whole whose property you are ruining. You cannot pay enough taxes to replace the taxes that will have to come to make our towns continue to run. You may not replace our scenery. You may not replace our tourism industry. You may not replace our natural resources. In a recent copy of Yankee Magazine, there was a story of a man from Vermont, and the state of Vermont took his land. It was the only thing in the world he owned. He walked up to his sister, said goodbye, walked home, nailed himself on the house, shot himself, and before that he set the house on fire. So if you come up I-91 and you're going through the exit 345 area, that's whose house you're driving over. So we don't want that. No means no. Your mother, each of you, your mother said to you, no means no. So no.